Blog Talk Radio.
For the benefit of you folks who are out there listening in archive, whether it's 2 weeks from now or 20,000 weeks from now, 20 years, 10 years, what have you. Just another day in paradise. You have to remember, every day that you wake up, you make an agreement to be a part of this dance that we call the planet. And I came across a quote today that I'd like to share with you guys real quick, from a gentleman by the name of Max Planck, and that's P-L-A-N-C as in Charles, K as in OK or Kilo. And he says that all matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force. And he goes on to say, we must assume behind this force is the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. In mind, the M in mind is uppercase. And this mind is the matrix of all matter. And it is basically the secret of, or the secret about mind over matter, and that everything that we are a part of, we influence, whether we do anything or not, say anything or not, just being present, we influence the force. And that you can go and watch all the videos about quantum physics and all that. And also, by the way, Max Planck is the father of quantum physics, and his time of existence is 1858 through 1947. And tonight's show, as you guys know, is about the Horizon Oracle, messages that come from the Horizon Oracle. These are images, 111 images so far, that are really the facets of life. There are a gazillion different facets of life, but these are the primary ones that I have captured into images. And tonight's show episode is about the satellite's image card, and it's associated with the time 844. if you look at the image for satellites, and it's rotating there in our show marquee, it shows a dot at the center of the image, and then ripples going outward. And I drew the image so that there would be channels coming from the above and coming from the below, and then orbiting the dot in the center are images of individuals, some very close and some very far away. You can look at the one right there who's close to the 844 time, and he's not making, or she's not making, hardly any ripple at all. The satellites card, an image, is about the people that are in our orbit. They go away for a little while, maybe it's 6 months, 6 days, 6 years, and then they come back around again. Hey, hello, how are you? How have you been? I haven't seen you in forever. See? That's what the satellite's about, and that they have an orbit, like the Halley's Comet and Jupiter and Saturn and Mars and all that, and even the moon around us, the Earth. What's orbiting us as a planet? I want to jump to, I'm looking at one more quick note here. Let's see. Oh, yeah. As you work with the Horizon Oracle, you will discover that some images have deeper meanings than others. Like the West Coast or the rising sun and the setting sun don't really seem to be too profound in their images and descriptions or whatever. And that's the same as us going and having the double latte at the Starbucks. It's not significant. It's not something that can give us deep understanding, but it certainly helps. So I'm going to see the lineup here of who's out there calling in, has questions, that kind of stuff. Let's see. I'm bringing on area code 505. Hello. Hi, hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. I tuned in tonight because this past winter I had a reading with you, and you pulled the 111 card for me.
Yes.
And I have been seeing those numbers since then, and it has not stopped.
Right.
And you told me about the yellow car thing, the yellow bug.
Yes, the yellow bug cars.
Yes, I see them all the time now. So everything that you have said has stuck. So is that still valid for my life, all these things?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just to let you know, I have a couple of friends who are writers for primetime television out in Hollywood, and they love the Yellow Bug story so much, they wrote it into two of their shows. Once Upon a Time, and the other one is Grimm. I'm not sure if they're still on or not, because I don't really watch TV. I catch the news and some of the specials, but I'm not a primetime person. But they wrote me and said, Kevin, we loved your Yellow Bug message and that we wrote it into our scripts, but we can't pay you for it, but we just want to send you a hug and the hug bug and everything. So it's catching on. The Yellow Bug rocks.
Well, I have been seeing the Yellow Bug, but I see yellow vehicles, like trucks that are weird looking, like odd looking are yellow. Cars odd looking are yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is yellow, and it's beside me, in front of me, in back of me. So
right.
I'd like to ask you what's going on, and you also said something about a taco breaking. I don't know if you remember my call.
I do remember that. That has stuck with
yes.
me.
Yes. And, you know, things have been cracking. You know, I drop things, and it cracks right in front of me. And so what's going on?
Okay, well, tonight's show is about the satellites card. I don't know if you're able to see the marquee to where it shows the one where it looks like a ripple in the pond.
Yeah.
And it has some other things there, too. This episode is about people that are coming and going out of our lives. That happens. You know how sometimes let's say you had a friend in college or high school or your first job as an intern, you know, trying to get your degree and get your certs and everything, and you met this person while you were interning, and you were like best buds. You went out drinking together, and then you went out to lunch with the boss and the old man and everything. But then they somehow disappeared, and then 20 years later, you bump into them at like a Lions Club meeting or something, or, you know, some kind of like special auction or antique fair or something, and then you reconnect, and then you share all the things that you accumulated over the years. It's almost like they have their bag of tricks, and you have your bag of tricks, and because you both were interning in the same fashion, that you went out into the world, you collected your treasures, now you've come back into this little circle near the campfire or something, and now you're sharing the things that you have learned. Have you had anybody come back recently into your life?
No, I've been, it seems like people have been leaving my life.
And that's okay too.
Yeah.
Because this is about orbit.
I've been wanting an individual to come back, but... No.
Okay, so let me draw a card for you that can be connected to the satellites card. And I'll just let you know that if you watch the marquee for tonight's show, that you'll see that it will cycle through some images, and there's one image in there that looks like a crazy squiggly thing that the doctor would have you look at and ask you what it looks like kind of thing. That's a scan code. That allows your smartphone, if you have one, or your tablet, to scan that image, and it connects you to an app that I created, developed, and had a manufacturer work with me to where now the definitions for the images and associated with the times are now available on your smartphone. So that way, when you see 111 show up, you can go to the Horizon Oracle app on your phone or your tablet and see what the definition is for that time. So like if you see like 259 show up from time to time or 444 all the time, and a lot of people tell me 333 shows up, you know, in the middle of the night when they wake up and they look at the clock and it says 333, all those repeating events I have taken, you know, from my years of experience, be it only 50 roughly, and captured them into definitions to the best of my ability and also into images as well. And they're basically facets that we can plan to see happen again and again, like you and your yellow vehicles, that help us feel better or become educated about a situation or thing that we are connected to at the time that we see them, if you see. So I'm going to draw a card for you real quick. And it is the 443 card. And you go ahead and write that down, and you can look it up later. And the title for this card is Recognition. And it's in the reverse position. And reverse cards are about the people, situations, and things that are happening around us. These are how people influence us, how things influence us, how we're influenced by the things that we see, that kind of stuff. So with the satellites card working with the recognition card in the reverse position, this tells me that somebody who has been out of your life for a little while is going to be coming back into your life and look at what you've been doing based on what you tell them. And that they will recognize that you have achieved something significant and that they very much admire it.
Wow.
That's what the recognition card is about.
Well, there is somebody I wanted to come back into my life that I met about 4 years ago. He had a very profound spiritual experience on me.
Mm-hmm.
We never exchanged names, but I left my contact information, but he never did contact me. I've been, like, hoping, because I wanted to tell him thank you, you know.
What, when those events happen for us, they sort of flavor our lives.
Yeah.
You know, how you never knew what a jalapeno tastes like until you went to that special Mexican restaurant with your friends. You're like, come on, go, you'll love it, come on, go, you'll love it. and then you try this thing, and that you've always hated jalapenos until you tried this quesadilla dish that some famous person behind the doors that you'll never see or know their name created, and that now you're transformed, and your attitude about the jalapeno peppers are now changed. So you came here before you were born with a plan to go through the crap, to know the people, let them come and go in your life, to have them inspire you, and to go out and touch the lives of the new people that come into your life. So stop holding your breath, wondering if, you know, the special person from your past is going to come back around in an orbit. Dismiss that. Send it on its way. It's like, thank you for that memory. I pull that in. You know, say to yourself, I pull that in when I need a mental hug. And then park it and pick up something new that you can have as a new mental kind of hug. But I'm being shown with the 443 card in reverse, and the title for this card is Recognition, that someone from your past is going to be bumping into you again or coming out of the woodwork. They could have been in some obscure part of the building, if you work in a building or something, and that they come forward and they recognize some quality that you have, and that they just want to say, you are awesome. So you're awesome, that's what I'm seeing and getting for you, and you are fantastic. So that's the blessing that I have for you in this situation.
Okay. And that's a 443 card?
Yes, in reverse. And that you can read about that if you want to, and just go to my website, templeofgaia.com, G-A-I-A, or just Google Psychic Medium Kevin Baird. That's usually the first thing that comes up, is the templeofgaia.com, so that we don't have to worry about the spelling of it, because people struggle with the vowels all the time. Like, is it that an I, or is that an A, or maybe it's an E? And then we spend time, you know, going over grammar instead of the intent of the conversation.
Right.
Right?
Well, I'll tell you that 111, I mean, pops up whenever I have a question, I need a confirmation. And I always think about you every time I see that number. And every time I have a question, I'm on driving down the road, there'll be a yellow car to confirm something.
Good. Well, look at it as a hug from your divine source.
Yes.
And
yes,
I really, I don't, you know, like I want to get away from the dogmas that are out there, or the sort of like gray dogmas, and just say that place that we go to, that when we dream and that we came from before we were born and that we will return to, is an eternal place, because the Bible talks about that, the Quran talks about that, all the other ancient texts talk about that. I just would rather refer to it as a place in spirit, and that you're part of you. Like, let's, you know, like if you look at yourself as like the physical person that you have is like that sock puppet that is protruding on the stage that the little kids are laughing at. You know, like the it's killing me that I can't remember. It's that. Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. Do you remember that from back in the day? It was a TV show where there was these sock puppets that had buttons as eyes and everything. But what I'm saying is that our physical form is really just a sock puppet, that and that the hand in the sock is our true soul and consciousness that goes back to that divine place that I really refer to as an eternal place, and that we came from it, and that we'll return to it, and that we visit it every time that we dream, and that we sleep and everything, to help us just maintain our soul's connection to our source. But we come here because we can't hate in heaven, we can't love in heaven, we can't make love in heaven, we can't kiss, we can't have tactile experiences, we can't get bitten by mosquitoes, stung by bees, see the cat meow at us, you know, and help us feel all warm and cuddly when that happens, kind of stuff, if you see what I'm saying. That's why we're here, to go through the grief and the joy that we realize, and to be an experience for the other people that are in our lives, and the other people who are in our lives is an experience for us. And it comes back to the recognition card, to where you're going to have an experience from somebody that they're going to recognize a quality about you that's just going to make you feel like a rock star.
Wow, and this is somebody that I know already, not somebody
yes.
brand new.
Yes.
Okay, so somebody I know, and is there a time frame?
It could be tomorrow.
It could be.
Or okay. in the next hour. I read really for the next 90 seconds to 90 days out.
Oh, okay.
But I hate to rush you. I hate to rush you, but I got some other folks that are lined up trying to get in and see what's happening too. So
thank you.
I really want to thank you for listening and giving me a heads up on the stuff, because, you know, we are all students, so long as we're breathing, walking, and talking. So anything that
Absolutely.
We can share with each other to help us be better at what we do is totally awesome.
Yes, and I do pay it forward, and with random acts of kindness. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm circling it around.
Fantastic. Bye-bye. Well, thanks for calling, and enjoy your tacos.
Thank you.
All right.
I haven't had one of those yet.
That was fun.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Thanks. And I'm looking at, we got another caller here, area code 949. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. It's Selena. How you doing?
Selena, how are you?
good.
My bestest buddy.
I love your app. Your app is awesome.
Yes, I had some gearhead friends look at it, the programmers from the days of old, and they're telling me that it's a little edgy, but it looks like it would work for everything that we would need.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Now, I'm glad you called, because you helped me get back on track with something that I wanted to talk about, and that is about shuffling.
Okay.
The Horizon Oracle. And that you, Selena, who lives out in California, have a copy of the Horizon Oracle deck. It's the latest version. It's like the 2013 version of the Horizon Oracle. There's not a whole lot to it. I added some gloss to it and, some color and that kind of thing. But the challenge is the shuffle. How do we get the cards reversed, right?
Yeah.
How do we get them upside down? And that's what I wanted to work on. I'm torn, because I can put a video on the app about shuffling, but sometimes, if you're up in the mountains and that you want to figure out about shuffling, that you may not have good reception and that you may not get the quality, because video is so heavy in byte size and download size and everything. So I was thinking about doing an audio. So let me help you real quick. I don't know, do you have your Horizon Oracle deck with you? It's okay
if
you don't.
I'll go get it. It actually was in the other room, but I'll go get it, yes.
Okay.
Because I just pulled up your website online to follow you.
Okay, good.
Okay, I got it.
All right. So go ahead and put it on the flat surface in front of you.
Okay.
And then you're looking at the entire stack of it in front of you. Now, pick it up and hold it in your right hand, and then take your left hand. And with your thumb and one of your primary fingers, take half of the deck and rotate it 180, if you know what I'm saying there.
Okay.
And then put it back down on top of the stack. So what you've done is that you've taken half the stack and rotate it, so half of it is upside down. If you were to go through it again, half of it is upside down, and half of it is right side up. It depends on which way you're looking at it. Now, so that I'm going to call as a rotate. So you take it, you grab half, you rotate it, and put it back. Then what you do is you take it back into your right hand or your power hand, depending on if you're left-handed or right-handed. And then you take half, right? Let me make sure I understand this. Yes. You take a portion of the deck in your left hand, and you have a major part of it in your right hand. And what you're going to do is that you're going to take the top part of the group of cards in your right hand and sort of put them on top of the stack that's in your left hand. So I'm calling that as like stacking. So you grab, so you let a little bit on top, and then you pull away, and then you put a little more on top of that one, a little more on top of that one. It's sort of hard to explain, and that's what I need help explaining. And by having you on the phone here, you can help me with that. So you do a rotate, put them on the, you know, and then you do a 180 with them, and then you take one in a group in one hand and a group in another hand. And then what you want to do is that you want to take a little bit of what's in the right hand and put it on top of what's in the left hand, and then pull away a little bit and then put some more in there. So what you're doing is that you're taking, like you're doing halves, like you'll do half of what's in the right hand and put them on the stack that's in the left hand, and then take half of that and put it on the stack that's in the left hand, and then half of that that's on the stack in the left hand. And then you take half again, rotate it to do a 180, so you have half that's upside down and half that's right side up, and then you do the stack again, but taking a little bit, putting it on top of the stack that's in your left hand, then a little more.
Why can't we put, just asking, why could you not put like a, you know, like a abbreviation of facing you in reverse on one of the edges of the card?
What do you mean?
You know what I'm talking about? Like, if you wrote facing you, that the card is facing you or is in reverse, can you put that? I mean, like if you did that on your app,
In the app, it gives you descriptions for each card.
Okay.
So let's say if you want the 844 on the app,
mm-hmm.
then you could see a description for reversed, or no, facing you and reversed. There's a description there for that. That's all there.
Okay, you're not going to, I don't know if you had any more of these cards and stuff. I was thinking that they could have facing you or reverse on them. Okay.
Yeah, no, that would take up more real estate on the app and cost way more for anybody really to afford them, trying to keep it practical.
Right. Okay.
So
yeah,
am I understanding what your question was?
Yeah.
I think I'm understanding.
Yeah, I'm shuffling. Yeah, I did the shuffle on it. Yeah, I did.
So that shuffle, I would
mm-hmm.
say, you know, while you're watching TV, do that for during an entire show, whether it's a half-hour show or an hour show or one of those, you know, videos that you get from Redbox or whatever, and try and just get the shuffle going again and again and again.
Oh, yes. Do the shuffle for an hour?
Yes, so that way you're absolutely sure that it's totally mixed up. So whenever you draw from the deck for a question that you have, that you know that they're not all facing one way, and that you have no idea what direction they're going to be going in.
Okay, and then take three, pull three?
Nope, pull two. You have two, pull one's two. Like a primary and then the companion to it.
Okay.
Because it's you and the situation that you're facing is how it works, right? So if you draw two cards and that they're both facing you, then it's all about you. If you draw two cards and one's facing you and one's away from you, then that means that there's some kind of coexistent kind of situation that you need to work with the other element that's in your life, whether it's an individual or a situation, and bring it to a resolution, however you work through that. And also you're saying, is there some way to record the cards that you draw? Not really.
Yeah.
Because that gets very complicated. But I figured out a workaround. If you look at the marquee that's rotating for tonight's show, you'll see that I have a four-card layout of four cards that I drew for today. I don't know if you're able to see that or not. And that anybody that's listening in archive, you can see the marquee as it rotates through the different images that I posted for tonight's show. And that it's showing, what I'm looking at is the permission card in reverse, the agreement card facing me. These are the four cards that I drew for today. So it shows permission in reverse, agreement facing me, projects in reverse, and frontier facing me. So the first card on the left is about us. So with it being in reverse, it's saying how we're going to be interacting with other people. And then with the secondary column, because there's two columns there, and it shows the agreement facing us and the frontier facing us. So with the agreement, it talks about a group of people or someone that I'm working with that we're all going to agree about a process. And then with the frontier, it means that this process is so new that no one has done it before and that it's now time to come up with methods and methodologies and processes that didn't exist before in the past. It's complicated, and it can just go on and on. And that's why I decided to start doing shows that will have one card that can be associated with the other cards that I will draw during the show.
Okay.
So, yeah. But that's all that I have. One question for you, Selena, because I got a lineup of people. It's like everybody wants to talk
tonight.
Okay,
well, I just wanted to know what you see for, you know, draw my card in general, just in general.
Yeah. All right, so tonight's card, the primary card for tonight is the satellites card, and that's facing us. So everybody that calls in, everybody that I talk to is going to get the satellites card, and then a companion card that goes with it. And this one that I've drawn for you is the 118. And it's the begin card, and that one is in reverse. 118 is in reverse for you.
Okay.
So that talks about people, situations, and things around you starting something that you will be a part of. And because it's associated with the satellites card, and the satellites card are about the people, situations, and things that come back into our life that we thought that were done, are now being active, and what do we do with it? And because here the begin card is for you, and it's the 118 card, this says that somebody or a situation or a group around you is beginning something or starting something that may have appeared to be dead, has become resurrected, and now is will be a part of your life.
Okay.
It's very esoteric, but
okay. No,
just watch
yeah.
for that. Stuff to watch
okay.
for.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kevin.
Thanks for calling, Selena.
Okay, I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay. All right. Take
Bye.
Care. Hang in there. Okay, the next caller is area code 615, and this looks like my friend Dave from Nashville. Dave, are you there? What's going on? Hey.
How's it going, Kevin? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Oh, okay. So I've just been sitting back, and I've been pondering on the Max Planck quote that you read at the beginning of your show.
Yes. I'll go over that one more time.
What's your thought on that?
All matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force. We must assume behind this force is the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter. I would say that it's that place that I refer to as spirit, that place that we go to when we dream, that place that we come from before we live the life that we live, and the place that we return to once we are done living that life. What do you get from that?
I kind of that. Okay, if you've seen the movie The Matrix and you see the city and you see people walking around, well, this is part of the Matrix. So everybody wonders, well, where's God at? It's everywhere and everything. It's that intelligent mind. So it's all right there, you know? And everybody thinks there's this great big distance, and it's not. We're just inside of it all the time, and people go, where is it? Where is it? But they're in it. You know? So that's what I get.
All right, good. And Dave also is an owner of the Horizon Oracle. Right?
That's correct. That's correct.
And have you worked with it at all today? I don't expect everybody to work with it daily and hourly like I do. But I was wondering if you had done any drawings with it today.
No, I have not. I just kind of really been under the water all day. I'm just now actually getting going for the day. I feel a little better, but some days are good, but some days are not so good for me.
Well, I have drawn a card for you that is in companion with the satellites card for tonight's show, and it's the houses card associated with the time 8:33. And I know you have a pen and paper and you're writing that down. And it's in the reverse position. And the houses card is about something that's going to be starting or has started for you, that's going to last for some 10 years or more. And houses are places that we store things that will help us in a daily, hourly, or weekly kind of basis. Keep things in the basement, keep things in the garage, attic, living room, kitchen, bedroom, closet by the door, front door. But because it's in the reverse position, it talks about how there is some group, individual, or situation around you that has begun something that will be a huge house that will store many things that will help many people and processes and things. And I think that you have started something, if I'm not mistaken, about that. And you were telling me a little bit about that. It has something to do with, like, waking up or alive or thriving or something. What's the deal with that?
Yeah. Oh, it's wake up now. It's a place to save money on everything that you buy and traveling. And you can actually even go in as a business owner, and it saves you a ton of money on your taxes. Has an app on your phone that keeps track of all your receipts.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it records the miles on from your GPS. And it's just a place to make your life easier. That's all. And it's just something new.
Well, I feel that this is something that's being validated by the houses card showing up in the reverse position for you. And I would say congratulations on that. So it looks like you're in the right place at the right time.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Dave, you want to hold on the line here real quick, and let's see what area code 503 has to say. 503, you've been on the line a little bit. What's going on?
Yes.
Hi, hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good.
I'm lost. I'm, like, totally lost on my path right now, and I don't know how to, I mean, I have, like, I feel no connection right now to spirit, and I just begging for a sign or something to get me back mentally where I need to be, and I'm lost.
Okay, sure.
And feel oppressed. Right. You know, like, I feel like there's a deep oppression in this house alone, and I just at wit's end.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, what I tell everybody, and I also remind myself as well, is that the yellow bug is like a hug bug, and every time that we see the yellow bug, it lets us know that the thing that we are worrying about at the time that we see the yellow bug is going to be okay, and that we should move on to the next thing to worry about. So the place that you are, the house that you're in, the job that you're in, the relationship that you're in is one that is really just sort of like, let's say, a robe or a cloak or a blouse or an outfit or something that you wear because it's familiar to
right.
you based on something from your past.
Right.
And
okay.
reason why I'm saying that is because I've drawn the burdens card associated with the time of 440.
Okay.
And it is
I'm writing
in companion. Yeah. And it's in companion with the primary card for tonight, which is the satellites card, which is that
right?
card is 8844. Yes. So
right.
the burdens card is facing you in this reading that I'm giving you right now.
Okay.
So you can go and read more about it later,
for
but 840, right. 840 is the time associated with this card. And it shows somebody who is dragging a bunch of blocks, seven
right.
in total, that are connected
I'm looking at
to
it,
strings.
Yeah.
Each one of those blocks, there are seven, and I don't know, are you familiar with seven things that are in your soul that could be blocked as well?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably seven different things going on in my head
chakras.
At one time right now.
Yeah, and
no.
also chakras. Chakras.
Okay. I don't know much about chakras, so.
Okay, that's okay. You are in a new age. You are connecting to me and the world that goes around
okay.
me and all the people that are in this as well. You are in a transformational situation, and that you could find yourself being transformed over the next 24 to 48 hours. Receive a blessing
okay.
within the next 24 to 48 hours. It's almost a promise. Like, it could be within 90 seconds, because I've had it happen as quickly
right.
as that. Like, right as it ends,
right.
okay? So, for you, looking at the burdens card, you're dragging a lot of crap, and I want to say the S-H-I-T
yes,
word.
Yes, I am. Yep, exactly. Nope, I agree. I'm dragging a lot of crap.
How is that helpful?
It's not at all.
But
I
you're
don't
still
know how
holding
to
on
let
to
go
it.
Of it. Right,
somebody
absolutely.
Programmed you to hold on to it because
right,
they
yeah.
held on to theirs, and their grandmother held on to theirs, and their grandmother held on to theirs. You don't
I was
have
talking
to.
Talking to my husband about being pre-programmed earlier today, and in the big argument we were having, and that's wow. I mean,
so,
like, I'm trying not to cry right now. Yeah.
It's your past that
right.
wants to stay connected to you. So you have a lot
right.
of people in heaven that want to let you know that you can let go of their shit and that you don't have to carry it with you. That
right.
it's now time for you to be the example for the generations that are going to be following you.
Right.
And the thing is that you're going to continue to run into problems that are going to plague you, that are going to remove things from your life that you don't want to see go away. As an education
right.
that you need to let go of some of the things that you've been holding on to that no one's removing from your life. Some form of prosperity or mechanism out there is removing things from your life that you don't want to see removed from your life as an example that you need to follow to let go of some of the things that are clogging your progress. It's like, okay, I've lost that, then I can let go of that stuff because it has no value either. That's what you're learning about right now. You're learning about
right.
letting go.
I am.
So I would say take something that you've held on to for a long time. It might be that the dog puked on it, or that there's been beer stains on it, or that, you know, it got left out in the rain, but you're still holding on to it because it had some sentimental
value.
Value.
Right. Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay, then good. So that's the message that I have for you.
Okay. Kevin, thank you.
Now, when you see times repeating themselves, that you can go and check out the list on the Horizon Oracle on the website, or I don't know if you're able to download the app or whatever, because a lot of people are finding that carrying the app with them, when they see 444 repeat itself, or 844 or 333 or something like that, they can look it up on the app and see what the message is that's associated with that.
I think I'm actually going to order the Oracle today.
The Oracle is not really tarot, but it is sort of similar. The tarot is something that talks about 78 facets of things that people can experience in life. I've taken it to 111. It used to be around 175, but a lot of my friends are like, who carries 175 cards around? It's too complicated. I'm like, okay, I can take it down to like 111, and 111 really works well for me. Now, what's interesting about 111 is that it divides three times evenly into 37. And I don't know if you're a numbers person. Are you a numbers person?
I'm bad with math, but numbers, though, still mean something. Like, I'm starting to, like, feel a connection to numbers, just not, like, math. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I sucked at math going through school.
Horrible.
But you would not know it based on, you know, my life and how I'm living it right now. There are a lot of numbers that are times that are connected to the Horizon Oracle times that I've listed through the 111 that have a 37 association.
Well, it's funny you say 111 because 11 is always a number that I'm always thinking of or popping up or doing math and something adds up to 11 or an 11 day or 22. You know what I mean? Like 11's always popping up on me. So.
Yes. And you're not alone with that. Dave, I think, is still on the phone if he's paying attention. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Didn't you have somebody that you were helping that had 11-11 issues or had a question about 11-11 that you gave her some input about that?
Yeah, it did. Someone I know in person, they mentioned that 111 keeps coming up all the time. And what that is all the time we get junk throughout the day. Every day you're picking up junk, you're picking up extra info, you're picking up people's stuff, things that you don't need. So what this is you're naturally getting rid of all this stuff to keep yourself clear to focus on your life. So it's naturally rolling off you like a duck, like the water rolls off the back of your back, you know, like a duck. And that's what it does. You're getting rid of that stuff that you don't need that accumulates every day. So you're
and that's
you're
where that 11 comes from.
You're
11-11 primarily, because that's the curb card. If you go and look at that later, or you can look at it now, but 11-11 is the curb card for me, because for me 11-11 represents four legs on a table that's really very supportive, and that you don't need the things that you were supporting. Now it's time for you to be supported as well. So,
well, I find it interesting because when I stop seeing the 11-11 come up, I feel overwhelmed. Like, it will go for a long time, I stop seeing it, but then I realize that's where I'm getting overwhelmed. It's like I've got all this stuff on me and I can't get organized and crap piles up, and then something happens, I see 11-11, and I feel it gets better. So I understand exactly what you're saying. Okay.
It's the divine world out there. It's that matrix that I was reading about that guy, what's his name, Max Planck, was writing about, and he was Planck. This is back in the 1800s, this guy was, and that the awareness and the clarity is there. And we're in an age right now because we're coming out of the Harry Potter age, so we have that generation that's coming into adulthood who's going to have spiritual influence and magic into the things that they do. And because you're ahead of that, I have no idea what your your ages or whatever, but there is an influence that's coming that will transform the world as we know it. And my
I feel that something is on the horizon immediately in front of us.
And that's why I titled.
I feel that. Right.
That's why I titled my deck Horizon Oracle. It's what we can expect to see.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Thank
you.
Yeah,
that's the title for it.
Okay. Well, that makes sense now. Yeah, it's
just
like it's right there. Something's changing, and it's immediate, and it's for the better, but it's not going to be pleasant for everybody. Kind of feeling. I don't know. It's kind of how I feel lately.
It's forcing us to let go, and like clean out the closets that we've not been in 10 years, and that's painful. And whether the closet is in the back spare bedroom or in our mind.
Right.
That's what we have to work on letting go of.
Right, like the burden.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can go and Google chakras, like what are chakras, and I've done a video out there, and Dave and I were looking at that last night, and it looks like it's like number 3 or number 4 in the Google search list, and it tells you how you can understand what's going on with chakras and how it can be a part of your life, too. So what are chakras? There's a YouTube video that's there that can help you also. But this is, you're at a new age. You're beginning a stage of cleansing.
Right, I'm new into this. I just came new into the spirituality part of my life, and there's so much of it that it's like, where do I start? And I just kind of let it lead me, and I just haven't been led to chakra until now. So,
yeah. You're at the right place. I would say to start writing down what you think about. Like, you have this question, you have that question kind of thing. And write them on 3x5 cards. I'm always telling Dave about that, too. You just put them in a stack of 3x5 cards, and then on the back, you give a follow-up to that thought or the thing that you were thinking about, whether it's a dream, an experience that you had with the individual situation or a thing. And then just leave them in a stack. And then when you find yourself in a sort of like a metaphysical or contemplative kind of state, that you go through those and that you become transformed as a part of that experience.
Okay. Well, I will definitely do that. And I always tell myself,
and what was your name?
I was like, I need to write it. Rachel.
Yeah. Rachel. Okay. Yeah, so 3x5 cards are good. Just leave them in the stack. They're not as intimidating as a notebook that has like 300 pages
not.
In there. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I have
restricted.
A stack of them on a keychain binder, 3x5 cards that I can actually hook to my wallet or keychain and carry around with me all the time. So it's just amazing you say that, and it's right here in my drawer. As I open it, it's right there.
Okay. Well, I use those, you know, the photo albums, like the old school photo albums that are 3x5 size, that where you used to go to PhotoMat or Kodak or whatever, and that they would print your photographs and that you'd put them in that book.
Yes.
I use those to hold my notes for the 3x5 cards. And that when I'm done with it, I pull it out and I put a new one in there. I don't keep it in any kind of order whatsoever. Totally random.
Okay. Well, I will definitely.
I have to let you know that your life is now transformed, and the things that you're accustomed to seeing will have a new color.
Thank you. Well, I feel better. I'm feeling better. So.
If you were looking for change, you now have it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Rachel, hang in there. And I'm here pretty much every Monday.
Thank you, Dave. Okay, and I will listen to you and kind of pass you on to some other people who might.
Okay,
and
I have archive shows. I have archive shows that you can go back and listen to. And if you load the app on your phone, I have about 5 or 6 archive shows that are there, too.
Well, I will add you on to my listening at night and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay, Rachel, hang in there.
Okay.
Bye now.
I will. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Okay. Okay, now, let's see, we got Jan Slim, I think, is calling in on Skype. Are you there, Jan Slim? J-A, HNSLIM. You might be adding, getting a coffee or something because they've been on hold for so long, but I'm looking for Jan Slim.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Yes, I have muted my car.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, I'm a first-time listener here. And
okay.
I'm taking the advice of a well-trusted friend of mine that's in the chat room now. And she, she shared with me that I should, speak with you.
Okay.
And this is the first time and the parts that you use, and I find it fascinating and stuff,
Thank you.
And I'm not sure exactly what it is I was doing, because I was speaking with her in reference to readings and stuff, and you came up.
Yes. Okay.
And I guess I was trying to take get some insight to kind of like what's going on with me right now.
Okay, well, straight away I've drawn the empty card, EMPTY, and it's associated with the time 441, and these are images that I've designed myself. And the image, I guess, collection is known as the Horizon Oracle. The empty card shows somebody who is pouring out the last of something instead of consuming it. And it's in the reverse position. So this is telling me that you have somebody or a group that's in your life that was doing something for some time and in the middle of the process decided that it's no longer helpful and that they decided to trash the remainder and that they will not make use of the materials and the supplies that remain. Either they'll sell them off, throw them in the trash, put them on the curb, give them away or something. Now, this can also be a message about someone who is addicted to something. It could be a vice, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, what have you, or it can be someone who's a workaholic and that they're so addicted to their work that they've totally dismissed everything about life. Now, the card is facing away from you, as it's associated with the satellites card, which is connected to the time 844. So this talks about someone who is either in your life right now, who had been away for a while, or is coming into your life very shortly, whether it's tomorrow, a week from now, or something, or 2 weeks, that is going to tell you something about how they had given up on something that they thought that was going to be very successful, and that they were more addicted to it because of the image that it would give them instead of the outcome of about how it would be beneficial for them and the people around them, and that they're sort of ready to just give up on it or something. So this is a heads up for you for something that you can plan to see that will help you purge some of the things that you've been trying to resolve in your life by helping them resolve the things in their life. So you have a task coming up that's related to somebody else. That will help you gain the clarity that you're hoping to gain, receive, realize as a part of the challenges that are plaguing you, and that we're at like a minute left. So like a quick question or something that I can answer for you before the show ends?
I know. I was just resonating on... No, I was resonating on was just telling me and stuff, it sounds a lot like me and stuff.
Okay.
And I do have, questions and stuff. In reference to I guess my health,
Okay.
I've been dealing with my legs here For about the last month, my legs and feet had swollen up on me. And I had been going back and forth to the doctors and stuff, you know, taking all these different tests and stuff. And they drawing blood and all kinds of stuff out of me. And all these tests are coming back negative.